I'm Alan Brandt. Tenor Stephen Caldecott Wilson is in town to perform with the Louisville Bach Society in the Louisville premiere of Handel's oratorio Joshua. I asked Mr. Wilson if this was his premiere in the role of Joshua.
This is actually my first time performing this role as well, and I'm very excited to do so. As my career progresses and as I get closer toward a full career as a freelance tenor, I am finding that Handel's oratorios are very fitting to my voice. There is a thrilling power to the way he wrote these roles, and there's also a great deal of beauty to a lot of the way he phrases some of the more gentle texts. I find that my voice really fits that kind of dramatic repertoire. Handel was writing these oratorios at a time when there really wasn't any opera allowed to be written, and so he was writing what we essentially consider to be opera, but they were biblical texts, and so therefore were allowed to be written. So there's a lot of drama in these pieces that he wrote.
Mm-hmm. Well, as a performer, I've actually watched some of your videos, and you do a Broadway presentation very well with your voice too. Do you have a different approach when you approach Handel singing?
I do. I do have quite a bit of theater experience, but my training, my master's degree, is in sacred music, and early music or historical performance is what it's frequently referred to. I find that performing this kind of music requires a different kind of vocal technique, but at the same time, there is theatrical drama to the music that I believe that Handel has worked right into the score. And so I try to find a little bit of that vocally, but obviously I'm going to be in a tuxedo and standing in front of an orchestra mm-hmm. with no staging. A few modern directors have staged Handel's oratorios and have been quite successful at that. My feeling is that the music really contains all of the staging and drama that you need, and the performance is really where the drama comes from.
And this is where, as a semi-pro singer for a while, I really get into an admiration of your craft, being able to do this, create drama through your voice.
Yes.
Is there a way that you could go too far with the drama? Vocally?
Yes, it's a very good question, and it's actually one that I am dealing with directly with Joshua. I have two different recordings of Joshua, and the one that I really enjoy the most features the tenor John Mark Ainsley, mm-hmm. who is just a consummate artist. He is just one of the best tenors in the genre. But my feeling is a lot of times he uses a vocal technique that is very beautiful and very gentle. Some might even characterize it as English. He is English. And so what I'm going to try to find is a balance between beauty and vocal technique and what I would consider high drama. But yes, I think there is a very slippery slope in that you can go too far and end up sort of shouting a lot of the dramatic lines in trying to create an effect. So yes, this is it's a very good question. It's something that I've been addressing directly with my preparation of Joshua.
Now, you've performed with the Louisville Bach Society before, yes?
Yes, I have. I did a Bach cantata recital with them last October.
Was that with the full orchestra?
Yes, it was.
And do you find that a challenge to battle the orchestra for being heard sometimes?
I have a pretty big voice.
Yeah.
And I don't think I find that a challenge. I find that conductors, Melvin included, are very good at balancing things like that. During rehearsals, I find that myself and other soloists will frequently go out into the house and sit and listen, and I find that conductors will frequently turn around and see if someone's out there to listen for balance. And so I really enjoy singing with a big orchestra behind me because I love the power of having that underneath me. It's really great.
Now, I don't know if you've been, if your concerts were at St. Boniface
the last time.
They were.
Yes.
That's a beautiful sounding
location. Oh, it's a beautiful building.
And one that may not lend itself to the intricacies of Bach, but I think Handel would probably work very well.
Yeah, I think for this kind of, for lack of a better term, theater music, the dramatic forces of the way Handel has scored this, I think the space will be very good for that.
Now, you're very active online. You've got a wonderful website. Why don't you tell us your web address so people can learn more about Stephen Caldicott Wilson?
Sure. I can explain briefly also my full professional name. Stephen Caldicott Wilson is my full birth name. Caldicott is my mother's maiden name. And if I could tell you briefly, Caldicott is an English surname. There was a composer named Alfred Caldicott who was about five generations before me. And he went to Oxford, and his compositions are in the library at Oxford. And I think it's a beautiful and interesting name. Steve Wilson has been my name my whole life, but it's a little bit common for someone who's trying to make a career as a performer.
Well, Caldicott sounds very English to me.
Yes, very English. It's actually spelled one letter different from the Caldicott Medal for books. My middle name is Caldicott, and there's an E in there for the medal. But my web address is SCW, my initials, tenor, TENOR.com.
Okay. And for more information on Handel's Joshua, performed by the Louisville Bach Society, the phone number is 585-BACH, 585-2242. And you can go to LouisvilleBachSociety.org and find out more information on that. The concert is Sunday at 3 o'clock, and Stephen Caldicott Wilson, hope to be able to enjoy your wonderful singing on Sunday. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you very much, and I look forward to meeting you in person.